tonight. Our roving reporter is back with us. It's been a fair old while. Where in the world is Andy Mossack? It must be about 6 weeks since he's been here. Thinking about it. Likes to take August off. That's when everybody goes on holiday. So he stays home. This is a very sensible thing. Because the companies are no fools and they like to raise the cost during this particular month. Kiddies are on holiday, aren't they? So Andy Mossack is back on the road. Another place, I've no idea where he is. You know the drill, don't you? I have no idea. I have here a piece of paper with the clues written on it. Looking through them, you're going to have to help me about this. I stand no chance. But clue number one in about a half hour, then we talk to the man himself an hour from now. We have the guess, find out where he is, and then we get the full travel log. And before you say anything, we're not paying for this. So I just thought I'd get that out there straight away. So where in the world's Andy Mossack? Half hour of power. Good old show tonight. So the BBC, got the headlines coming at 11 o'clock. Also the weather with Paul Hudson off at the television. We got to rewind a little after that, but I am late with this. Clue number one. For where in the world is Andy Mossack, our roving travel reporter? Now, every so often, it's usually sort of every fortnight or so through most of the year, Andy Mossack, who's been a travel journalist for many, many years, will send us over the email a couple of clues. And then he'll say no more about where he is until the night itself. I'll read you the clues. I've no idea where he is. And we talk to the great man. Now, 11:15, and we have the full travel log, of course. You're looking for somewhere to go for your hollybobs. Maybe this place could be inspiring. Here's the first clue. I am close by to the world's largest and best-preserved medieval fortress town, which was once the home to the Cathars. Surrounded by 2 miles of thick walls, contains 52 giant towers. This ancient town's drawbridge, towers and cobbled streets so entranced Walt Disney when he visited, it became the inspiration of Sleeping Beauty's castle. Wowzers. It's Europe then, isn't it? You never know with Andy. We've talked to him in the Far East before. He was in Vietnam last year. He's all over the place. One of the world's largest, best-preserved medieval fortress towns in the Cathars. 2 miles of thick walls, 52 towers, inspired Sleeping Beauty's castle. That's clue number one. France or Spain, maybe Germany? More than likely Germany, actually, thinking about it. What do you reckon? 0345-303-3333. I'm thinking one of those Bavarian castles, you know, have up in the mountains. 81333 in Russ. If you know where he is, I'd love to hear from you. The man himself in 20 minutes. There is another clue that's coming later. Here on a Thursday night at the BBC with me, Russell Walker. Hi there. Thank you very much for dropping by and saying hi. Well, for the sit sound. Here is clue number two. So we heard about the impressive drawbridge towers, cobbled streets, 52 towers on its 2 miles of thick walls. Clue number two as follows. Running close by this medieval city is a man-made canal, one of the most impressive constructions of the 17th century. It is 150 miles long, originally mapped out by Leonardo da Vinci, who was commissioned to create a waterway that connected the Atlantic Ocean with the Mediterranean. That's one heck of a commission, isn't it? Medieval city, man-made canal, Leonardo da Vinci, connecting the Atlantic Ocean with the Mediterranean. Had lots of ideas as to where he is. Carcassonne, I think, is quite a popular choice. Maybe now you think differently, though. Maybe I'm going to have to leave this in your hands because I've spent very little time in France. And I really, bits of history I'm all right with, but leave me a bit cold on this. Might even be Italy. 81333 and Russ at the start of your message. However, do you know what? For the first time in ages, it's felt like, it's probably only been a few weeks, but certainly we haven't heard from Andy Mossack through August. Now, though, he is back on the road, flying here, sailing there, cycling backwards, walking holidays, you name it, this man has done it. And we've had the two clues tonight as to where he might be. The Walt Disney Castle, the Cathars, the 2 miles of thick walls, 52 towers, 150-mile-long man-made canal. Lots of very distinctive things, potentially. So let's find out. Good evening, Andy Mossack.
Hey, Russ. You all right?
Hey, now. I'm fine. How are you, my friend?
Well, I've got my big nose and my big fat feet and my squirty flower.
Really? Now, that's just how you dress sort of on a normal day, isn't it?
I'm all right, thank you, yes. It's been holiday time for me, obviously. You know, August, everybody goes away. So, you know, it's peak time. So I'm just at home writing away like a poor old soul.
Oh, yeah.
Friendless, yeah.
Friendless?
Yeah.
you're
marooned
never friendless.
In my office.
There you are. Well, it's nice to have you back out on the road. We've had many and varied guesses for the where in the world you are tonight. Lots and lots of different ones. We've had people saying, you could have been... somebody was saying, are you in North Africa, for example? Are you in Cadiz? Are you in Bavaria? However, the one that's got most people going, and forgive me if I'm pronouncing this incorrectly, is it Carcassonne?
Carcassonne is exactly right, sir, yes.
Well, get to the foot of our stairs. Carcassonne is where he was. So you're in the south of France.
Southwest of France, in fact. Yeah, yeah. It's one of my favourite parts of France. And, you know, what I love about this, it's a different type of south of France experience. You know, it's very rural and perhaps a lot more authentic, if you know what I mean. You know, you've got people that really are still doing the traditional things they do, lots of vineyards and people making traditional wine and guys in vans coming around selling French bread out of the back. You know, it's that kind of thing, and so much more authentic than the Riviera, which is sort of further east from here, with all its glitz and the glamour. Over here, you get the same weather, same sea, but it's a hell of a lot cheaper. So it's lovely, actually. It's really nice.
There's that much of a difference in price for what's only really a few miles, you know?
Absolutely, yeah, yeah. It's not that commercial, and it's still very, very, you know, I mean, you've got people here who, for instance, the villages, they have a cooperative, they call it a cave cooperative, so that's, they make their own wines and they sell them in the shops in the little villages here. It's so kind of traditional, it's fantastic, and I've always loved it. So when Mrs. M said to me, because actually I'm on holiday, believe it or not. Can you believe that? I'm actually on holiday.
You're actually working on your holiday.
I'm on holiday. What do you think? She said to me, it's that special year this year. It's our wedding, special year for our wedding. Quite a number of years, in fact. So she said, come on, let's take the family away. Of course, warning bells go off in my head.
I'm not paying for them all.
Yeah. So she said, well, you are. So tough luck, you know. So now I'm frantically getting on to all my friends in the business, you know, saying, what can you do? And they sorted me out this fantastic, which I have to pay for, but it's a 12th century chateau. It's called the Chateau Aragon, and it's beautiful hilltop town, well, it's a village, really, of Aragon, which is like the Aragon in Spain, but it's here in France. And it's literally 5 minutes, say, away from Carcassonne. It's great.
Wow.
It's
great. So hopefully you're enjoying yourself on your special holiday.
I mean, it'll be
terrible if you'd paid for all of this and you weren't enjoying yourself, Andy.
Well, there's nine of us. Can you believe that? Honestly, nine of us. We've all piled into this van that I hired at Avignon, and then we've all come out. But fortunately, this chateau is big enough that everyone could disappear into their own little nooks and crannies. And, so it's great.
Excellent. It's great. So take us to Carcassonne, then, because we're in this, you know, it is hugely distinctive, you know, fortified city, a fortified town, and lots of great historical interest about it. So I would imagine that the people who run and look after Carcassonne know that they've got a bit of a gem.
Yes, it is quite breathtaking. You go, because Carcassonne has a town as well, and you sort of go through this, what they call the new town, which is still old, and you turn this corner out of the new town, and you suddenly see this huge medieval cityscape on a hill. It really is quite breathtaking, and it's beautiful. And I think Robin Hood, Prince of Thieves was shot in Carcassonne, because it's that authentic. Battlements and drawbridges and, you know, these lovely cobbled streets. It is touristy. They said to me, in fact, I think it's the second or third most visited site in France after Paris.
Wow.
Yeah. And it's kind of still, you know, even though it is commercial, because there's lots of cafes and restaurants and things, you still feel like you're walking in time, back in time. You know, it's that authentic, you know, and I love it. And I've got my little grandkid Casey with me, and he can believe it. He felt like he was a knight, you know. So we were playing knights along the battlements. It was brilliant. Excellent. And you just walk there, and it is quite an impressive sight, I have to say. And at night, even tonight, we were down there, and it's all lit up. You know, you could just imagine what it's like. It's the hairs are back of your neck, really. That type of thing for me.
It's like Robin Hood with pylons. That's
exactly. But having said that, you know, I told you it was quite good value. I mean, in France, for instance, the restaurants, they have law that you have to have a 2 or 3 course menu du jour, menu of the day. And in Carcassonne, you get a 3-course meal for 12.5 euros. That's not bad, is it?
3 courses, 12.5 euros.
3 courses, 12.5 euros.
Is that a standard thing then?
Well, they have to offer a sort of set menu, yeah. And you can get a 12, a 15, and an 18 euro set meal. And, you know, it's great. It's great. Even the gourmet restaurants, 23 euros for a set 2 or 3 courses. So that's quite good. Great. Pile in. Find the cheapest one. Take the family there. That'll do. You know, but you've got some lovely things here in this region. You know, cassoulet is quite a favourite. It's like a big stew with white beans, sausages, duck and pork, confit de canard, which is obviously duck, which is nice. Moule, if you like a nice moule mussels.
Yeah.
Bit of goat cheese. Actually, do you like this? Here's a factoid, which is quite interesting. There's a lovely town near here called Limoux, L-I-M-O-U-X, and they have the distinction of creating bubbly wine before champagne, and it's called Blanquette.
Blanquette before champagne, predates champagne.
Predates champagne, but they get nothing. They get nothing. They said, you know, we had it before they did, and it's kind of didn't take on in the world. So if you go to Limoux, you can get some really nice bubbly wine. That's nice.
Lots of different. I mean, I know there you are staying in a chateau and whatnot, but there's lots of variety in terms of places to stay. Because if we want to go there and take in some of this history and the good food and presumably the wine and cheese that's grown and harvested all around, range of hotel options and places to stay, for example, like you know, chateaus and this, that, and the other. Is it good? Is it fair value?
I've got to say, I mean, first of all, self-catering, if you're in a family environment, for me is always the best value. It's a great way to holiday because literally you can do what you want and you've got the run of the place. And my lot, if 9 of us, you know, you need something. It's a perfect solution. But, you know, you've got other things here, gîtes, which are very popular in France, which are essentially just a bed and breakfast rustic solution. Lots of gîtes are really inexpensive. And I would say the difference between Languedoc, which is where I am, the Languedoc-Roussillon region, is probably maybe a third less than sort of Cannes or Nice or anything like that. So you can imagine. Yeah, and the beaches are just amazing, you know, because they're not developed. They're just wild, beautiful sand, and it's spectacular. I loved it.
Will you be heading onto the beach in your, Speedos?
We did. We went en famille onto this beautiful beach nearby, and it just went on forever. It was great. It was really good. And To get here, of course, you might think it might be difficult, but Carcassonne has got an airport, and also Toulouse has got an airport, so all the usual budget airlines go there. I actually got the Eurostar, which was a direct from London to Marseille, but I stopped at Avignon because it's a bit nearer this part of France.
I see.
Without stopping, so it goes straight to Avignon. And then on to Marseille. So we got out of Avignon and drove across. So
well, it sounds like a fantastic place. It's somewhere else to go on the to-do list now. You're giving me so many places, Andy.
Really? Yeah, I mean, you really got to do it.
You've got to do these things. And how much longer will the family be enjoying a holiday at your expense?
Saturday evening, we're going to come back
good
on the
Lord.
Train. Yes,
good
I
Lord.
Know. So I think we're going to go for a belter tomorrow night.
We're going to have the €7 four-courser. That's what we're going for.
Oh, yes, absolutely. You've got to go for it. Yeah.
You have a terrific time. And many congratulations to you and Mrs. M, then, on your celebrations.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. I will pass on your good wishes.
Excellent. I'll talk to you soon. Thank you, mate. You'll be back in a couple of weeks. Andy Mossack, somewhere else in this world of ours. What a lovely fella. Coming up, then, quick tune from Tina Turner. Then it's rewind time. Oh, what is that year, I wonder?